That's the only clothes you can
you
use.
You got the bad chair.
All set?
Yep.
I did it last
All
week.
All right, call the meeting to order at 6:31. Can we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Do a roll call for you.
Commissioner Beaufort is absent. Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase. Commissioner Hillman.
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson.
Present.
Commissioner Plikas.
Present.
Commissioner Shover is absent. And Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public, remarks from the public. Okay. Our only business tonight is to consider and act on a motion to approve the color for the siding for the Camp Oakdale Pavilion. The four choices are deep ocean, booth blue, night gray, or pearl gray.
What are you elbowing me for? Oh.
I second it.
Commissioner Mathewson makes a motion.
Two.
I second.
To select the siding color.
No.
I don't have the paper in front of me.
Commissioner Mathewson makes a motion to approve the color for the siding for the Camp Oakdale Pavilion.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Now we can talk about this all we want.
So we're here because we're paying a little more attention to our role in the planning and maintenance and oversight of the parks than has perhaps been the case in the past, I think, right? And so we're taking the opportunity to have some input on this, which I think is a good thing.
And what this commission chooses is what will be procured. There's somewhat of a rush, which is why we call this a we didn't wait for the next regular meeting. There's a lead time on this. They want to get it on order so they can get
it. There was a change in circumstances in terms of either painting the old material versus putting on the new, and that's what led us here or something.
So just so we're clear, the siding from conversations I've had and what I've heard and what has been put out in some of the Public Works meetings, the siding has always been leaning toward this. And the associated parts, such as the columns, doors, things like that, will be painted in the same color.
Same color, yeah.
It was also, it's kind of not germane to what we're talking about. If there is some money left over, they would go ahead and probably redo the bathrooms, or at least paint the bathrooms the same color.
Yeah, because that's what I think we talked about at the last meeting, was the idea really to ensure that there's some sort of a consistent approach to this kind of a thing.
Is the roof of the pavilion a darker color?
It's black.
Or lighter? It's black.
Or okay. Gray. I just looked at it. I think it's black.
Okay, but it's so on the darker side.
Correct.
I looked at it.
Charcoal gray.
Charcoal
gray, I think that's what they call it, maybe.
They have a white fascia around that right
okay.
now.
Right.
I stopped at the pavilion. On the way here, I compared these, the two bluish colors, the deep ocean and the booth blue. The pavilion today seems to have a bluish color to it. Yeah. We had some off-the-record discussion. I don't want to say it blends in, you know, it doesn't stand out. You know, it's that which, you know, there could be some debate that you want it to just kind of blend in. There could be some debate that you want it to pop. So,
I don't see anything generally wrong with the you know, not a color expert, but you know, what's there looks okay. Years ago, it was more of a tan kind of a color. I think the way it is now is attractive, and you know, something in that same field would be good. But again, I just think that the opportunity for a consistent approach to establish, you know, some sort of a standard going forward would be a good theme to follow. Again, you mentioned the bathrooms. Within the next maybe few years to come, there'll probably be a similar project at the small pavilion. I think that we're choosing something that's probably, and because this material is pre-finished, it's not just a matter of if we don't like it, change the paint.
Can't be painted. This certainly can be painted.
Oh, can be. It can be.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
However, you wouldn't.
It's a fiber.
At the expense of buying this pre-painted, if you were planning on painting it a different color,
I see. So we're not binding our hands for the next 50 years by choosing this.
But we should get plenty of life out of this.
It might be here for 50 after we're gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to move this along. Do we want to? I don't know if this is appropriate. Can we rule out the latest gray color over there? Is that?
I think on the grounds alone that, you know, people are going to be touching the columns and so forth, that's going to tend to show dirt. And
mildew.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, so then grab night gray. So again, this is the night gray. And I think the same thing. I think I'm not leading anybody. If people want to keep that in the equation, we can to vote on it. But does everybody concur that maybe those two would be out at this point?
I do.
Yeah, go with that.
Everybody okay with that?
Exactly.
Okay. So then, you know, that leaves us with these two choices, Deep Ocean and Booth Blue. I don't know if we want to, how we want to do this. I don't think we have to have a secret ballot, and at some point it can't be secret anyway. So
I don't think from a distance you really notice. Driving by the road, you're really not going to tell that much of a difference between these colors, I don't think. So
that's just my opinion. Time of day where the sun hits it, they're going to look relatively interchangeable, I think.
I will say, you know, I did have some concerns about the darker color maybe being too dark in the...
Hold them up. They don't
look that much different.
No.
Yeah, they'd have to be EXD next to each other.
And you put white trim with it, and like I said, the Deep Ocean really does look pretty sharp when you put white next to it.
Could they paint the columns white as well?
No, they're going to paint the... They're planning on painting the columns the same color as this.
Yeah.
And if we decide not to have them paint the columns that color, could they... We suggest maybe they paint it white, the columns, or
see,
do you think that would be a...
And some of the same discussions that were brought up about the tan color fingerprints, the columns actually get more physical contact from the public, I believe. I think it might, I don't know how it would look, might look good, but no, the intent right now is to paint it the same color as the rest of the body.
I just think that with the columns painted white and that blue, I think it would really, really, you'd see it probably a chopper looking. That's just my opinion. I'm just saying that.
I think that would pop, that blue, that darker blue and white columns. That would show off quite well.
It would pop, but the columns would get dirty really quickly, especially with the farmer's market and all the kids and the painting and the bubbles and the fingerprints and the
ketchup and the hamburgers.
Ketchup and the candy.
I understand that part of it, but I
certainly think with the eaves board and the rake trim being the white material, we'll get some of that effect.
Yeah, and the corners. So the corners are going to have, what do you call you know, the 4-inch wide PVC white trim on every corner.
Oh, so that will kind of carry down the effect that Bill was talking about, in a sense. The stage part of the building.
Correct.
Yeah,
All that will have white corners on it.
I see.
And you know what? That's not to say a few years down the road we can't paint a couple columns white and see how it looks.
Test it for fingerprints.
I mean,
Well, I think as well, if this is carried out eventually, as you said, onto the bathroom building, which is it's about the most, that cube thing, next to the road. It's about the most nondescript you can imagine as it appears right now, but if it gets this, it gets a little bit of trim,
maybe
some landscaping around
it. The landscape and the, again, it's a little off subject for tonight.
But the
mound, the hill is almost gone.
Toward the idea of that common theme we were talking about, I think that this would...
Well, I think, part of it too is, eventually getting some designs done. But that, again, that's a little off subject for tonight. So why don't we take a cut at this? How many are in favor of choosing Deep Ocean?
That's this one.
As the color.
I am.
Let's just do hands, and then we can do a 1, 2. Okay. So why don't we have a? Do we have to do roll call, or can we just do
Do we want to? I'm open to people's ideas, in other words, but what do you think, John?
I'm partial to the Booth Bay Booth or Booth Bay Blue.
That's this one. Booth Bay Blue. Okay, yeah. I see. Booth Bay Blue, Deep Ocean.
I like the Deep Ocean.
I'm partial to the Booth one with you.
Sorry.
I'm partial to the Booth one along with
Booth Bay Blue.
Oh. I'm
partial to the Booth one.
Why don't we do this? We'll start with me. We'll pick a color, and can you keep tabs for right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Rocky, I'm saying Deep Ocean.
Glory.
Mary.
Deep Ocean.
Morgan.
Booth Blue.
Deep Ocean.
Oh, it's going to come down to you. Booth Blue.
There's no pressure, John.
No pressure whatsoever here.
Commissioner Chase abstains.
This is perfect.
Really,
this issue was six people.
This is only your contribution for the next 20 years for the Camp Hotel Pavilion.
Who picked that color?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Rocky, do you have any input as to what the preference, if any, or request or suggestion of, say, the Public Works people or
Public
others
Works
are?
Prefers the darker Deep Ocean color.
And is that purely an aesthetic choice on their part, or are they thinking that the darker color may be more effective against showing dirt?
They just think with the size of the pavilion and less maintenance on the darker color based on their experience. The darker the color, the...
Okay, well, I'm going to then... go with the choice of those who are involved in the maintenance and have requested the Booth Bay Blue color.
Okay.
It's not a personal preference, but it's...
And what color would that be, sir?
I'm sorry, Gloria. Deep Ocean. Deep Ocean. That's what they're asking
Correct.
For then, right? Okay, again, making clear, not a personal preference, not an affront to anyone, but...
No, I actually thought the Booth Blue was a good choice too. They were good choices.
Yeah, I value their input as well, just as I value everybody else's. And if they think that that's going to be the better choice for maintenance reasons, then.
Okay. So I guess I have to reword this now. Do I think consider on a motion to approve the color of. Deep Ocean for the siding for the Camp Oakdale Pavilion. Is that worded correctly?
I have a question.
I thought we already had a motion.
What's that?
We had a motion.
Do I have to?
Can I see the paper?
Examples? No.
The motion's already to approve.
Right, but we have to pick one of the four colors.
We're recommending?
We're choosing
that.
No, that's what we just
majority
did.
Majority ruled.
To approve the color, and our choices are... Yeah, you're good.
So we don't have to do anything else, Gloria? All right, the choice. All right.
Been voted on.
So the choice of the by vote of 4-2 is the choice is a deep ocean.
Dun da da da.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Yeah, 4-2
Yeah, you could have. We could have been here all night.
How did it come down to me if it was 4-2 I see what
we
you mean.
We could have gone extra innings.
Right. You haven't lost your math skills.
Three to two until it got to you.
I understand. Either way, it brought it to a conclusion.
All right, so are we good?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want you to know that I did not take names, but I know who voted for what, okay?
Okay.
Gloria's keeping score.
All right, remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. All right, motion to adjourn.
You didn't say it three times.
Motion for the remarks from the public.
There you go.
Thank you.
Commissioner Matheson makes a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Adjourned at 6:47 Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy days.
Very good. Quick and easy.